Shri Paramatmane Namaha. For quietening the mind and realizing the truth, there are so many methods, and all methods have some truth in them. It depends upon the seeker also, which particular method or technique suits a person. There are different methods, so many methods. Some of them, for example, observing the incoming breath, outgoing breath, focusing mind on that. That cools down the thoughts, that's also a method. Or focusing mind sometimes on some saint one has faith in. Sometimes some people have a mantra, Om, like that, so many things. What is ultimately the aim of all methods? What is the aim? Where do we reach? Meditation is also a means, not the end. We reached our own self, ultimately. In the same way, the method, famous method, is of that Ramana Maharishi, who used to say that you go on asking yourself the question, who am I? That was his method, primarily. Different methods help different individuals. They do not help all in the same manner, according to the differences in personalities, they help. Whatever the method may be, regarding the thoughts arising inside, one should be a sort of spectator, observer, unconcerned observer, without struggling with them. One of the nice methods is this, which I am going to tell you, through which many people are helped. Saying to one's own self and feeling that God's light is in my heart. This is also a method, a good method, I know it. So, saying or suggesting to one's own self, God's light is in my heart, as it is, always there. And then, after that, leaving everything, let things happen as they happen, doing nothing, suggesting to oneself, saying to oneself, God's light is in my heart. And then leaving oneself to whatever comes, goes, happens. That is going on observing. So let us see this method today. Saying to oneself, God's light is in my heart, and then doing nothing. Let God do anything with me. Already God is there. One or two things more. One, sometimes some experiences happen to seekers who come here. Experiences happen inside. Some experiences are common. Everybody feels a sort of peace here, sort of harmony. That's right, but some other experiences sometimes happen. If any such experience happens, better would be not to disclose it. Try to digest it. Let it happen. If we talk important, precious things to others, the energy gets diluted. The energy is very shy. It does not work then. We should not make good things as cheap. Talking is cheap. Oh, this has happened to me. And unnecessarily, some person may think, oh, it is happening to him or her, not to me. Like that. But also, if nothing happens, don't think that I am backward, that I am not progressing. No. Nothing happens, good. Anything happens, good. Something happens inside, some experience, don't think that you are going somewhere in heaven or becoming a yogi tomorrow like that. Nothing. These things happen, they come and go. Everything passes by, everything comes and goes except you. You remain as such. If you can understand the meaning of you, what are you? Actually, you don't even die because you were never born. The body came into existence, not you. You are not the body. You are not the mind, not the senses, not the intellect. You are not all this. Then the question, who am I? Find it out. There are so many techniques and methods for quietening the mind and realizing the truth. So many are there. By the way, it has come to my mind today to tell you this thing. Because nobody knows with what method anybody can be benefited. That method is, when you sit like this, say to yourself, after remembering the Guru or God, whatever, deity or somebody, in the beginning one should bow to towards whom one has the reverence, faith. Then, one should say, God's light is in my heart. And then leave yourself completely. Don't do anything. Nothing. Let things happen. Simply saying, God's light is in my heart. And then leave. And then whatever happens in you, let it happen. Theory is sound in this sense. It is true. God's light is already there in the heart. Whose light else is there? It is God's light. You can't light or jnana or whatever. This is said in the Bhagavad Gita also. Bhagavad Gita has got everything. I live in the hearts of human beings. Ishvareshwar Bhutanam Hardeshi Arjun Tishtati. O Arjun, God lives in the heart of all human beings. Remembering this, saying this, to yourself means you are saying not something imaginary, you are saying what really is. Whatever God wants to do with you, let Him do. This is also a method.